Hello and welcome. This is Richie Milani from Learning Without Borders, talking about Guinness. How privileged I am to deliver a small little bit of history on my favourite beer. Guinness was created by Arthur Guinness. He was born in 1725, and he was the son of an ale maker. His father made English beer, and his uncle was the Archbishop of Dublin. So he was from a relatively wealthy family. Now, he learned to make beer from his father, and like his father before him, and so on. However, one night, as Arthur was making beer, he was cooking his hops. Hops are the fruit of the barley. And when you're cooking hops, you brown them to make ale. Unfortunately, Arthur burnt his hops. They went black. Now, Arthur continued to make the beer anyway, just to see what would happen. And so, once he was finished brewing, the water, the barley, the hops, and the yeast all together made the first Guinness porter. Now, when he tasted it, well, it was love at first sip. And so, Arthur brought his beer off to Dublin to be tried by the English brew makers. They thought it was disgusting. They spat it out and they gave it to the Irish slaves. Because the Irish at the time, sure, they'd drink anything. The people that tried it loved it. And, fueled by their enthusiasm and belief, Arthur had inherited £100 from the Archbishop of Dublin, who had died, and off he went to try and rent a derelict or broken down brewery, a place where you make beer, and this was to become St. James's Gate Brewery, which is the headquarters of Guinness still today. So when Arthur signed the lease for St. James's Gate Brewery back in 1759, the English lords who ruled Dublin jokingly made Arthur sign the lease for 9,000 years. Well, joke's on the English, I suppose, now. Arthur went on to make his beer, brewing out of Dublin, Ireland's capital city. And Guinness became the standard beer for any Irish person to be drinking at the time. It was extremely fashionable. It was cheap. It was good for you. Well, when I say Guinness is good for you, that's something I can get in trouble for, I suppose. But the truth is, it is. It's naturally good for you. It's extremely high in fibre and in iron. And for quite a long time, pregnant women, for the last 3 months of their pregnancy, would enjoy a glass of Guinness every day to ensure the fibre and iron content was high in their bodies, and therefore delivering a nice, healthy baby. And with Guinness so high in iron, even building companies and shipbuilding companies would pay for Guinness to be served at lunch as part of their working habit. Again, high in iron. Also quite low in calories, at only 198 calories per pint. But apart from the funny, natural health benefits, Guinness has an extremely strong standing point culturally in Ireland. We very much say that if it wasn't for Guinness, we Irish wouldn't have had the bravery to defeat the British. The other thing you'd notice on the glass of Guinness is the Irish harp and the harp of freedom. That's our little symbol for freedom and our country's symbol. And lastly, but certainly the most important, is how to pour a pint of Guinness. Because we pour it different from any other beer like Lech or Tisque or Carlsberg or Heineken. So step one, you take a glass, hold it to the tap, 45 degree angle, so we've got the glass angled 45 degrees roughly. Pull the tap towards you, allowing the beer to be flowing fully into the glass. Keep the glass at an angle, and you let the liquid flow basically 3/4 of the glass up until the liquid hits the harp symbol. Once it hits the harp, then we turn off the tap and you allow the Guinness to settle. So this is where the nitrogen gas inside of the beer starts to expand, creating a dark liquid, which is what you'd know as Guinness. You'll see that as it is settling, it's like a cascading brown, to which there's a reverse waterfall effect, where the gas is expanding up through the middle of the pint, and therefore the bubbles on the side of the glass are being drawn down. So it's like a reverse waterfall. Once it's all back and settled, you take the glass again and you simply top up the glass until the white, creamy head creates a dome around the top of the glass. And then you wait for the entire liquid to turn black, so you've got a nice black and white. Take the glass, raise it to your lips, and enjoy. Sláinte.